This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, welcome to this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 479. This episode, of course, is sponsored by Nextiva to fill all your needs of business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, wondering whether you should take that leap and start your own business? In this action-oriented autobiography, my next guest, Nigel Bennett, shares the many leaps he took on the way to becoming a successful entrepreneur, a philanthropist, a spouse, and a parent. Nigel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. How you doing?
I mean, I love the subtitle of the book because it talks about take that leap, risking it all for what really matters. I think a lot of entrepreneurs are saying, all right, I'm going to risk it all, but how do you figure out what I should be risking it for? A lot of folks will be saying, well, I'm risking it to make a lot of money, but perhaps in the end, that's not what really matters.
No, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years, you know, 35 years, and I found that, you know, risking it all, it's not all about money in the end. It's all about our family and our friends and the time that we can spend with them. And so that's why I wrote the book.
You know, a lot of folks would say, well, you know, Nigel, that's probably easy for you because with, you know, AquaGuard, you've been really successful and you've been financially able to make a lot of money. It's easier to say it's about your family when you've already been successful. What's your reply to those people that are still struggling?
Yeah, you know, as entrepreneurs, we, you know, from a startup phase all the way through to being a successful entrepreneur, you know, we're always struggling no matter what. I mean, you just said that, yeah, you know, successful, not always been successful. It's a really difficult road. And I think as entrepreneurs, we need to look at eventually making ourselves redundant in our own business and getting unstuck so we can do the things that we're working for, to spend time with our family. And, you know, if we like to travel, we travel or whatever it is. But we need to make ourselves redundant. And I've learned a couple of lessons on how to do that.
Well, before you do that, I want to talk about this redundancy because I think for a lot of small business owners, you know, they start by being the center of their business. It's hub and spoke. Yeah. Everything works through them. And they have a hard time getting out of the middle. Or when their business does grow, they still like to parachute in, as you say, to fix things when it gets really, really hot so they can make the difference. And that's a bad idea because if the business, as you know, Nigel, is all about you, you don't really have a business, you have a job. So how do you make yourself redundant in the business?
Yeah, I mean, I went through the same thing, you know, through startup, you know, it was really tough and, you know, working all the time. And then we all, you know, I got to a point where I was just fed up and I would actually think about giving away my business for a dollar, and I'd rather go sell t-shirts on the beach.
You're going to go flip someone the keys, right?
Yeah, exactly. But and that's what I did, is I went and I hired a general manager for my competitor, brought him in, didn't work. And then I brought in another guy, called him a CEO, didn't work. I parachuted all these guys in, but all the while, I had guys in my business, one guy in particular, that was actually started as an 18-year-old sweeping the shop floor with, you know, for us, worked his way up as an estimator, and then he was involved in finance. And organically, he grew inside the business, and I was completely blind to it. And eventually, now he's taken over running my whole business and giving me the freedom that I've always wanted. But parachuting these hotshots in, for me, just never worked.
It's interesting because that's the natural reaction, Nigel, right? Because if they're successful at one of your competitors, you think they can be successful here, but we shouldn't overlook mentoring and promoting people right from the start. Well, also in your book, you talk about, you know, a lot of folks want to grow their business to sell it, but you think there's a different way that you have to really, you know, resist that urge.
Yeah, again, with the whole thing, you know, I want to sell my business, you know, go sell t-shirts on the beach or whatever it may be, the urge to sell and get a bag of cash and then go sit on a beach with it. It, you know, over time, you know, then what are you going to do? I found, you know, I had a bit of an epiphany a few years ago. I was in the Amazon jungle, a long story. It's in my book. But, you know, I was in the middle of selling my business to a large British firm, and I sat there in the jungle and I thought, okay, what am I going to do when I sell it? And it came to me and says, hang on a second here. Why don't I just keep the business? It's throwing off cash. It's doing fairly well now. You know, why don't I keep it and leverage it and leverage all the contacts that I've made in all these, you know, 20, 30 years that I've been doing this, and use a business as a platform to do good? And do good could be anything. It could be supporting, you know, inner city, you know, kids in Chicago, all the way to building, you know, we got involved heavily in building homes for the homeless in Mexico. And we've been going down for, you know, 15 years, taking my kids and getting everybody involved. And that's what I'm using the business for now. And I found that to be the best decision that I've ever made.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people that are selling their business, they go through the same thing, like, okay, what happens the day after I sell it? What am I really going to do?
Yeah.
And I think you made interesting choices. Instead of selling it, you're using the profits from it to really pursue something that it really make a difference in the world. So it's almost like you have your cake and eat it too. You have this person running your business at the same time you have to sell it, and you're using the annuity from that business to go do something something great. And, of course, I've seen in Facebook you're traveling all over the world.
Yeah, I know. I am. I mean, I was really fortunate. And, you know, one of the key things is to get this whole thing set up, I got a coach. And many years ago, I joined this thing called the Entrepreneurs Organization, which led me to a program at MIT, which you know about at MIT, called Birthing of Giants. And then it turned into this thing called Gathering of Titans. And the first guy that came up in front of me, his name is Vern Harnish, and
he's a mentor for he's been on the show.
Vern, like he's like the guru of mentoring CEOs all over the world. And he said the very first thing he said was, "How many guys out in the audience?" And there were 75 of us in the room. "How many of you guys have a coach?" And I actually had a coach at the time, and I put my hand up gingerly. You know, I stuck my hand up, and I looked around, and there was three of us in the room that had coaches. And Vern said to us, he said, "You guys are entrepreneurs. You guys, everybody out there needs a coach." And everybody looked around like, what the hell is this guy? What the heck is this guy talking about? And Vern said, all the most successful entrepreneurs, from Steve Jobs to Michael Dell to, you know, all these guys, they all have one or multiple coaches. So I worked with, you know, my coach for many years in order to set my business up this way. And the one thing that I learned from my coach, he had a thing called Lick the Toad. And his name is Kevin Lawrence. He's out of Vancouver. And he said, you know, lick the toad. What the heck is lick the toad? He said, every morning when you get up, lick the toad. Okay, lick the toad. Take care of the three ugliest things that you have to do today first thing. And you get into a rhythm. And you know, things start to happen faster. You do this every day. And then, you know, all this stuff just starts. It's amazing. The power of, you know, not procrastinating and getting things done. So hiring a coach for me was probably one of the most important things I've ever done, other than joining this entrepreneurs organization called EO.
You know, as I talk to small business owners all over the world, they say the one thing that really makes a difference in their lives is to have a mentor or a coach. That is the primary thing, because it is lonely at the top, Nigel. You can't do it by yourself.
It is.
And you need to have someone actually outside of your business to actually help you inside your business. So that's really important. Another thing you talk about in the book, it says, never substitute family time or life's advantage for a business crisis, right? Because, of course, the business crisis always come up when you're away, right? And you say that people will really step to the challenge. And I really found that as well, is that if you let people inside your organization step to the challenge, they will, instead of you just parachuting in.
Absolutely. You know, there's always a crisis. Every day there's a crisis. And, you know, I call it the doorknob effect. I go up to my business office, I put my hand on the door and I go, oh my gosh, what is going to be happening inside my business today before I turn it and step through the door? And every day there's a crisis. So I found, you know, when I was, you know, younger in my business, you know, my kids had, you know, hockey games and soccer games, and you always feel the guilt as an entrepreneur. Oh, I've got a crisis. Can I go to the kids' hockey game? But I always went, and I always went. And then as the kids got older, we did these family adventure trips, you know, all over the world.
Same with us.
And, you know, and it would be – and then I have an example here. So in 2010, there was the BP Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember that?
Yep.
So my business cleans up oil spills. And it came down that, hey, we got to be involved in this thing, and we were heavily involved in it. But I had a trip. I met this lady in my class in MIT called Lynn Twist. And she invited my whole family to go and spend time with the Ashuar tribe in the Amazon jungle. So what am I going to do? I've got this amazing family adventure plan, or do I stay? I went to the Amazon, and I felt guilty. I came back. Guess what? My business was running fine. The guys, like you said, had stepped up. and taken responsibility, and they also self-developed and became leaders inside my business without me. And over time, I kept doing this. And again, like licking the toad, the more you do this, the more it becomes easier and easier to do it. And so there's always crisis.
Yeah,
there's always crisis.
Yeah.
But we have a life. We need to live our lives. And the most important thing in my life, anyway, is my family and my kids.
Well,
I've seen so many guys, you know, it's really... Yeah, it's a no-brainer, really.
Well, Nigel, the good news is with more offshore drilling that the Trump administration is allowing, they'll have plenty more opportunities to clean up oil spills.
No.
We got 30 seconds left. Where can people get in touch with you, and where can people get a copy of the book? Take that leap, risking it all for what really matters.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. I really appreciate it. You can get it on Amazon, and or you can go to my website at nigeljbennett.com. Thanks a lot, Barry. I really appreciate the chat.
Nigel, thanks so much. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. If you're in Oak Brook, look out. There's a crash on Myers Road in Butterfield. On the expressways, headed out on the Ike, there's a crash on the right shoulder at Wolf Road, but it's not affecting traffic, so it's just 29 minutes to 390. Inbound, that's clear. Headed in on I-57, it's shut down at Halsted because of a crash. In order to get around that, it's best to exit on 111, and it's also tight from US 30 to Romer Road. Outbound, wide open and clear. Headed in on the Kennedy, construction has shut down two left lanes from Ohio all the way in, so it's heavy from Madison to the Burn, so it's 22 minutes from the airport and 12 from Montrose. And the weather is 44 degrees and partly cloudy. There will be a high of 53 and a low of 40. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah, in my
friends?
Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will.
That sounds
in collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, Bam, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is Bam, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Malt and get a free copy of the book.
Crying toddlers, rebellious teenagers, backseat fighting, any of this sound familiar? Parenting is not for the weak of heart. Join us in select movie theaters across the country in May for an encouraging story of true family life, the messy, the wonderful, and the redemptive. Like Arrows, the movie will be in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com.
It's addicting, the thrill, the euphoria. It just pulls you in. Grandmothers, teachers, friends, they're all hooked. Maybe even you. It started as medicine to help the headaches, relieve the pain, or take the edge off stress. Then you realized you can't stop. Find ways to help you or the ones you love break the cycle of opioid use disorder. Go to dph.illinois.gov. That's dph.illinois.gov.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, it turns out that specific words we use in job recruitment ads have a huge influence on who applies. So how can you structure the best process for optimal results? Oliver Cook joined Selby Jennings in 2011 in their London office and quickly established himself as one of the top recruitment consultants specializing in the quantitative analytics space. Oliver, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me how recruitment and quantitative analytics actually come together in one space.
It's a pretty specialist area, and I was sort of thrown into that. Didn't really have a huge amount of experience in it prior to that, but luckily I work for a great business that provides a lot of training around it and got into the space pretty quickly. It's essentially sort of PhD level type, literally rocket scientists sometimes who build mathematical models for hedge funds and banks and so on. So it was an interesting space, but I now sort of lead the business for the US, and we recruit across a number of different areas across financial services, but we're pretty specialist. But we get a pretty good view for across the market as well.
But Oliver, how does that work? Why do I need quantitative analytics in the recruiting space? For most small business owners, they just say, well, listen, I bring the guy in or the woman in. I look at their resume. I look at their experience. Then I hire them or I don't hire them. What does quantitative analytics have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, it's a hugely growing area, actually, within the HR and recruiting world around people analytics, actually. And obviously, the use of data now is such a prominent thing in the world today, and data is everywhere. And actually, a lot of almost every major business now uses some form of HR data and people analytics to inform both their hiring process and also the people they hire. And ultimately, it means that they, optimize the hiring process, hire the best people, and also retain the best people as well.
So one of the things you talk about is that certain gender-based words in job descriptions, actually, if we remove these words, and it can increase the number of applicants by 42%, what are some of these words we should really be aware of?
So it tends to focus around male-gendered words or female-gendered words, and job adverts could be one or the other, or could be a bit of both. Generally, in the business world, we do find that job advertisements that are posted online or anywhere tend to be much more focused around male-gendered words. And to give you some examples of what these words are, you know, things like adventurous, competitive, stubborn, independent. And really that relates down to the fact of, you know, we're not saying, and the research is not saying that women can't be those things, and there is absolutely women that are those things and do display those types of characteristics. However, people apply to adverts normally and are attracted to adverts that describe the way they would describe themselves, and so they feel a sense of belongingness to that type of role and are therefore more attracted to it. So, you know, what we do find is that, you know, the majority of the time, a lot of ads out there are very male focused in terms of the wording they use. Certainly in some professions, they can be female gendered. So, for example, elementary school teacher ads are often very female gendered in terms of the wording they use in their ads. So things like compassionate, considerate, interpersonal, loyal, these are words that we would typically, associate with traditionally female characteristics. And, you know, again, likewise, on the other side, there's no reason why a man can't be those things as well. But, you know, when you get ads that are very focused around that, it goes some way to reinforce gender stereotypes. And obviously, it goes some way to filtering out the type of applicants that you're going to be getting to those job ads.
So, Oliver, if you want people that are adventurous or compassionate or all those kinds of things, right, what do you do so you don't skew the words in one way or the other? What's the alternative?
So there's a couple of alternatives. You can sub out words to make them more gender neutral. So, for example, you could say, you know, this person must be a confident public speaker. Rather than confident, you could exchange it for another adjective, something like, say, exceptional. Exceptional is a pretty neutral word, and confident tends to be men tend to associate themselves with being confident, and some of the research suggests that women less so, the other option that you can do is actually get a good mix of male and female gendered words, and that way you tend to find a balance throughout the ad. There's a couple of tools online actually which are now gender bias decoders, where you can actually input your ad into the website and it will spring back on you which words are more male focused and which words are more female focused, and you can aim to get a good balance. So we recommend going out to do one of those two solutions.
Do you find that certain people that actually do want a woman or do want a man this job, then they specifically use those words?
Legally, you're not necessarily allowed to want a certain gender in the role. And that's the issue here, right? Because, it is proven that more diverse environments produce better cultural environments in businesses. They produce more collaboration, new ideas that you wouldn't have. And ultimately, the research has shown that more diverse businesses actually generate more profit. And there's a lot of research out there that actually shows that. So, it's very much proven that diversity is good. And I think we've come a long way in the last 10 to 20 years to improving some of these things. Obviously, there is still a long way to go in a number of different areas, but you shouldn't really want one or the other. You should just want the best person for the role, and that's what I would say.
So Shelby Jennings has really been trying to redefine the whole recruitment process with AI and technology. What other kinds of things are you guys doing?
Well, we're very much an organically grown business. So we came out here in 2013 to the US with just six or seven of us that moved out from our London headquarters. And, we very much believe in hiring, really at the entry level with people with limited experience who show the right key competencies and the type of personality that we think does well in our environment. And we do a really good job, I believe, of training those people with the absolute best tools possible, and industry leading learning and development, and helping to develop them in their careers. And along with our growth, where we're now almost 250 people in the US and five offices, we provide a lot of career progression with that for those, younger individuals that join us, straight out of university, and then, end up progressing to managerial roles and very quick. And I think that what that creates is a pretty unique culture in our business that's very thick and very unique. And it means that we, can get that competitive edge over our competitors.
The last question I want to ask you is, I thought it was really interesting how Shelby Jennings really focuses on placing senior talent on a contingency basis rather than a retainer basis. Most of us think that with senior management, usually it's a retainer basis, not a contingency. Why do you do it on a contingency basis?
So, that's another thing that I think we're breaking the mold on is we provide a retained style service on a contingency basis. And the reason why we do that is, it is essentially you don't find the candidate, we don't get a fee. And, it's essentially because we really believe in our process. We believe that the areas we operate within, we know inside out, and we know them back to front. And every recruitment consultant that works for us is working in an area that's probably an inch wide and a mile deep, and they know that area from back to front, and it means that we can react very quick when a client comes to us with a certain requisition. We would probably already have a pool of both active and passive talent that we can provide to them very, very quickly within, you know, a matter of days.
Oliver, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to read Selby Jennings, it's www.selbyjennings.com. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder explains who is delivering your news.
Jake Tapper used to be the press secretary for a Democrat. Chuck Todd also worked for a Democrat, congressional Democrat. There he is.
Meet the press, news anchor.
There he is, Jake Tapper, CNN.
The lead, news anchor.
There is George Stephanopoulos, former top advisor to Bill Clinton.
Chief news anchor, ABC News.
It is a joke.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. Farewell to the First Lady. Barbara Bush laid to rest yesterday at the Bush Library in College Station, Texas. Her son Jeb among the eulogists at her funeral in Houston.
We learn to strive to be genuine and authentic by the best role model in the world. Her authentic plastic pearls, her not culling her hair. By the way, she was beautiful till the day she died. Her hugging of an HIV/AIDS patient at a time when her own mother wouldn't do it.
The former First Lady died Tuesday at the age of 92. Democrats still not buying the Republican tax cut plan passed last December. Maryland Congressman Richard Neal says any gains have been wiped out by higher health care costs.
The majority of Americans are not seeing their paychecks grow. Higher health insurance costs coupled with rising prices for prescription drugs and gas are straining family finances.
Neal delivering the Democrat Weekly Address. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. As you're traveling through the north side, there is a structure fire on Clark, right around Deming. And as you're traveling through Downers Grove, northbound Maple, Main Street, I should say, is closed from Maple all the way over to Grove. That's going to start today for building construction market. It's going to last until Wednesday morning. Now, off and on until about 7, you're going to see delays on the inbound Dan Ryan as well, approaching the burn. Two of your left lanes are taken out with 15-minute pulling closures till 7. This update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To prevent muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today. It's like Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Ask your pharmacist for TheraWorks Relief. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association at this station.
These are the best years of your life. Live your retirement dreams and get in the zone. Retirement Zone. Listen to Victor and Jonathan Rigoni of North Shore Capital Group, helping you navigate the detours of your finances. Each week, they'll share practical strategies for managing your savings so you can live an active retirement. Retirement Zone. Brought to you by North Shore Capital Group. Saturday afternoons at 4 on AM 560, The Answer. North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, most of you know that I am a big business road warrior. Last year, I logged over 100 flights and traveled the same distance as going around the world over 4 times. This is why I'm really excited to participate in the inaugural National Business Traveler Day, which is April 24th, 2018. Here to talk about that is John Ellenthal, who has 25 years of experience building and leading early-stage companies with transformational business models to positions of industry leadership and large-scale customer bases. John serves as a board member and senior advisor to Upside Travel, the latest travel innovation from well-known entrepreneur and Priceline founder Jay Walker. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, Barry, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
I'm so glad that Upside, along with its partners, has created this inaugural event because I think that business travelers really are the unsung heroes of the economy.
Well, Barry, we couldn't agree more. Given that you flew more than 100 times last year, this should speak to you directly. You know, in many ways, the motivation behind National Business Traveler Day is a chance to celebrate, you know, business travelers like yourself and your listeners and all that you go through to get business done and keep the economy moving.
Yeah, people always say, oh, Barry, you're so lucky you get to travel and you get to stay in these hotels and things like that. And go, well, no, not really. It's hard work.
Yeah, I think anyone that thinks that business travel is glamorous pretty much makes it clear that they haven't done much
exactly.
Business travel. So it takes real sacrifice. Plus, you're on the road carrying the burden of some big business mission. You need to get the deal, get the client, find a new supplier, solve a problem. You're constantly stressed and anxiety ridden. You're constantly in a rush. Good luck trying to, you know, eat right, get enough sleep and exercise. And ultimately, when things go wrong with your business travel schedule, which it does, you know, all too often, you're pretty much on your own to fix it. So I wouldn't use the word glamorous all that often to describe business travel.
Yeah, people think, oh, Barry, you've probably eaten a lot of really great restaurants. I'm like, well, I'm on the road mostly the time. I have a chicken salad and it's in my lap. So that's what I'm doing. So John, tell us about some of the events and things going on for National Business Traveler Day.
Yeah, so what we did was we actually launched National Business Traveler Day in early March, and we have a bunch of activities that are ongoing that will culminate with a whole bunch of new activities on April 24th. But in early March, we launched a national sweepstakes. It's called the Business Traveler's Dream Sweepstakes. And believe it or not, Barry, the grand prize winner is going to get free first-class domestic upgrades for the next 20 years.
Wow.
So I suspect that would make your business travel life a little bit better.
It does. My son, John, don't even travel coach anymore because he's so used to getting upgraded to first class.
Yeah, it's because his father has so many miles
exactly.
that he's now spoiled. So there's a national sweepstakes. And, well, that's the grand prize. There are thousands of other prizes, most of which have been contributed by all of the leading brands that are participating with us in National Business Traveler Day. But we also have this really fun bracket, tournament-style bracket that we created called the Greatest Business Trips in History. And based on all of the bracket predictions we get, we're about to find out what people think is the single greatest business trip ever. Our chairman, Jay Walker, who you mentioned is my one of my fellow co-founders and is also the founder of Priceline, Just published his bracket in social media a couple days ago, and his pick for the greatest business trip ever is Darwin's trip to the Galapagos, where he did all sorts of important work that led to his theories on natural selection. So we're going to have that. On the day itself, though, we're going to have all sorts of fun, special lounges in select airports around the country. I know you have a lot of listeners, Barry, in Chicago, and we will be at O'Hare, I believe, Terminal 2. So please stop by if you happen to be traveling that day. There'll be all sorts of fun activities, giveaways, refreshments there. We'll be in a number of other airports as well. We're doing something really fun with JetBlue in JFK. And one of our partners, ExpressPA, which is in more than 50 airports across the country, in a few of its stores, is going to actually be giving free services like neck massages and similar services to readers of the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is the media partner for National Business Traveler Day, so we're going to do something special for their readers. So there's all sorts of stuff going on the day and in the lead up to the day, and it's really all about, you know, as you pointed out at the top, recognizing a seriously important group of people that are, generally speaking, underserved and under-recognized. And I haven't met that many people that didn't want to feel important. And it's about time that business travelers feel more important, because they carry a heavy load.
I couldn't agree with you more. Where can people get involved in the events for National Business Traveler Day?
Yeah, so we recognize that, you know, only some people will be traveling on April 24th. So if listeners go to nbtday.com, that's nbtday.com, they will get a whole lot more information about things that they can do, including their chance to enter into the sweepstakes that I mentioned. But they'll also see on at nbtday.com is all of the participating companies that have joined National Business Traveler Day, including United Airlines, ExpressPA, Hertz, MasterCard, Uber for Business, UnTucket, 1-800-Flowers, and a dozen more companies that are all doing special things for business travelers because they very much want to be seen as leaders by business travelers.
John, we're out of time. Thanks for being on the show. It's www.mbtday.com. And, of course, I entered the sweepstakes, and my number one business trip of all time, I think, is Ernest Shackleton. We'll see where that comes out.
That's one of the greatest leadership stories of all time. I know why you chose it. Well, listen, thanks so much,
you're
Barry.
You're welcome. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Headed in on the Ryan, it's a minor delay after Roosevelt's The Burn. So keep in mind, there are 15-minute foreclosures from Roosevelt to the Burn until 7 a.m. So at the moment, it's 16 minutes from 95th. Outbound, it is clear. Headed in on I-57 is tight from Lincoln Highway to Valmer Road, but the crash before Halsted, it has cleared. So from I-80 to I-57 is 15 minutes. Headed to I-80, that is a 15-minute trip as well. The rest of the expressways are looking good, and the tollways are problem-free. Taking a look at the weather. At the moment, it's 44 degrees and partly cloudy. We'll have a high of 53, mostly sunny, and a low of 40. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, of course, the big buzzword over these last couple years has been the words the cloud. But how do small business owners actually take advantage of the cloud to run their company? My next guest is John Scola. He's the Global Vice President of Cloud Channels and Strategy at SAP. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great to be here.
So it's a really overused or very well-used word, the cloud, in business. For the people that aren't familiar with, what does it really mean?
Well, what it means is you get the same thing that you would normally have from software, which is in the old days was delivered on-premise, where you would have a server in your office, let's say, and your applications were running off your server, off your hard drive, and you would be able to do everything that you needed to do to run your business with that server, with that software on-premise. But now within the cloud, it means that you no longer need to have that infrastructure to support that solution, but you still have all the same functionality that you had back in the days when it was sitting on your servers with your infrastructure on-premise. And the other beautiful thing...
Please go ahead.
I was going to say, and then the big difference is that you're not looking at a one-time payment up front to buy all of this software and all this infrastructure. All of your costs are spread out over months, quarters, years, however long it is that you're using the software.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to mention, because I remember when I was running a mail order company in the 90s, we installed these new systems every couple of years, and it was like starting from scratch. Here, it can be a lot of reduced costs because you only get really what you need, and you can add seats or functionality as your business grows, right?
Correct, absolutely. And also, the upgrades happen over time as well. So we do quarterly releases at SAP where you get increased features and functionality every single quarter, whereas back what you were referring to, every few years you would do an upgrade, that's when you were able to actualize all those new features and functions and get a higher level of performance from your system. Now with the cloud, you're getting it every quarter or whenever the vendor that you choose decides to roll out those enhancements.
So now, John, this has really been a huge advantage for small businesses. What kinds of, if I'm a small business owner, what kinds of systems for my company really should be in the cloud? Is it only some of them or all of them?
Well, I think it depends on your business and depends on what you're most comfortable with. I think there's still a lot of businesses out there that aren't so comfortable with the cloud. They want to have their data, their infrastructure, everything else on-premise, and that's okay. But what we're seeing a lot of folks move, a lot of small businesses move their customer relationship management requirements and needs into the cloud. We're also, and you could see that with our whole hybrid suite. You're also seeing HR, so human resources. A lot of folks are moving their business and their applications into the cloud for that. We deliver that with our SuccessFactors portfolio. And we're also seeing ERP, which, you know, I don't think anyone ever thought would move into
right.
the cloud, is now moving into the cloud as well. And that's obviously a full functioning suite of business applications to help run all of your processes. So some folks start off small, some folks go in for the whole enchilada.
So how do most small business owners hear this word, the cloud. How do I actually mm-hmm. start shopping for the right solution for me, for a small business, and who can help?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's interesting because in the cloud, what we're seeing is a lot of businesses are making decisions early in their they're doing a lot of their researching online. They're using social, they're using industry analysts to kind of guide them in the right direction. We leverage a lot of that at SAP, and you can find a lot of great information out there from some trusted parties. But we also use SAP channel partners. So we feel that there are small solution providers out there in the marketplace who offer a full range of offerings and services to their customers. They're usually local, in market, in city, and they can provide your small business with lots of interesting data points and sources of information about what are the right applications that they should be looking at.
And I think that's a very important point, because it's not only critical to get the right cloud platform, but you got to find a local partner that can help you implement it at your company, because just having the right solution doesn't mean it's going to be implemented correctly.
That's correct. That's correct. And so, for instance, our SAP channel partners, they're first and foremost about services. The second thing they think about is the software. And so they're really trying to answer the customers and solve the customers' needs and business challenges with their services, with the software that they offer. And, you know, they've been in market for years. They're industry experts. They're software experts. A lot of them develop their own intellectual property on top of the software that they're selling and package it up in an offering that's really quite consumable and affordable for a small business.
So the last question I wanted to ask you was really on the affordability side. What should I expect to spend on this type of solution?
How
small is small and how big is big, right? It all depends on what they
exactly.
want to utilize. But what's the range I could expect? I mean, are we talking about hundreds of dollars a month or thousands of dollars a month or tens of thousands of dollars a month?
Yeah, you know, it depends. You know, it really depends on what the customer is actually looking for. But we've got some partners who have been able to bundle our solutions into $100 a month type of offerings and even less, depending on the level of functionality that customer actually needs. And then it can go up from there.
Well, John, thanks so much for being on the show. I have a lot of clients that use SAP, and they're really satisfied. If you want more information, you can go to www.sap.com or www.news.sap.com. John, thanks so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Barry. Appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up, we're going to talk about how to get your small business unstuck. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep changed the way America sleeps with our custom-built mattresses. We've taken customized sleep to the next level with the Helix Pillow. Our all-new pillows are fully adjustable, so you can achieve perfect comfort regardless of sleep position or body type. We have thousands of five-star reviews, plus you get 100 nights to try us out. Get up to $125 off your mattress order when you go to helixsleep.com/talkradio. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a word on fusion cuisine, where you mix one country's food with another one. I always call that stew, but whatever gets you to dessert. But whether you like a French vichyssoise with Thai chili oil, or you're more into the fusion of American burger and French fry, you'll save more for that meal at Motel 6. It's an intriguing mix of clean, comfortable, and low prices, or as we fusionistas call it, clicolo. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry, this is normal, well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business, get stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there, there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.